Blog Talk Radio.
Mom, I know. That's only one they know.
The hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
Couples, dog. I know you
You a pro at this.
I'm a professional, Jay. Yeah, I'm a professional.
Now, check this out, man. And they know who they are. I had a person ask me to speak on this today. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, as far as, like, interracial couples, I mean, let me ask you, man, what is, like, your biggest problem with being in an interracial relationship? Let me ask you that.
The biggest problem?
Yeah.
It's family, probably.
Family?
The stereotype. Yeah, the stereotype. You know, you got you got that one family member that you always get, oh, you with that white bitch. Or you with that white motherfucker. Boy, he bring that white bitch there. I think it's more family than anything. The stereotype is more for family because you can give a fuck what other people say. And I say family as in people I call family.
Okay, I mean,
that's the biggest problem?
I think so.
You said that's your biggest problem.
Yeah, but I think the biggest problem out there is the stereotype. With that white bitch because he can't be with a real black woman. Or she with this white dude because she can't be with a real black man or something. I think it's the stereotype. Maybe she's just happy with who she with. Well, maybe he just happy who she with.
You say maybe he just happy who she with. What the, y'all got a threesome going?
No,
I'm just fucking with you. Nah, I mean, seriously, I've been trying to figure it out myself, man, because it's like, okay. I mean, there's attractive black women, and hell, there's attractive white women. So, I mean, do it matter what color they are?
I don't think of it, I think all women, they might act different in some ways, but eventually they still will show their true woman out, no matter what color they are. And I say woman try to be nice.
I'm going to tell you one thing. I don't care if you white, black, purple, Asian, whatever. Hey, long as you can.
Snap that pussy back.
I don't give no fuck. I'm going to be real with you.
I hear you. That's me. Like my boy, one of my heroes, Captain Kirk.
Nah, he fucked everything on the planet.
He don't give a goddamn bitch was hairy. He don't give a fuck. Let me just cut around this area right here.
Hold up, man. We got a new caller calling in. Caller, what's happening?
What's up?
What's going on? Who is this?
This Southern Loving.
Southern Loving. What's happening, baby?
No, I had to jump in the conversation because I was listening to the little topic of the day, and I was trying to keep quiet talking to my roommate. We were sitting up here talking too, and I had to make a comment on about the racial interracial dating. With that subject is the main issue with that. It would be family, and more likely it's the ones that's been in the great great grandparents or great-great uncles and aunts. It's because of slavery. They think about all what we've been through, and nowadays it's like it's not even exist, which slavery still exists. So they're just looking at that like, okay, here you go, bringing this person up in here. I mean, I'm not racist. I just believe in personally sticking with my own kind because we ain't got a lot of us around right now. Either we locked up or dead. You feel me? And it is good black women out there. It is like when you it's like when you see a black man with, you know, a different race woman, you be thinking like, okay, well, what was wrong with me that she could have did better? And I actually ask a lot of men, and a lot of men say other race females are more submissive than black women are. We are too rough. We are too aggressive. We are too strong-minded.
I believe that, you know what I'm saying, if you a man, you a man's man. It don't matter if you white, black, like I said, Puerto Rican, Mexican. You're going to stand your ground, and you ain't going to let that woman just run you over. I think this is like...
See that?
Now, when a motherfucker say shit like that, I think he's timid. I think he's a timid motherfucker that just, like, he can't handle it. So that's why he like, well, I'm going to go to white woman because a black woman is too dominant. No, nigga, you timid. That's all.
Well,
that
you know what?
You timid motherfucker.
You know what? It's a lot of brothers out here that does that. And the first thing they'd be like, black girls' credits are bad, or black girls, they too ghetto, or, you know
well,
what
now,
I mean?
Hold on. Now, with that being said, in some cases, shit, some of y'all are.
Are you serious? Oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
Yeah, some women are too fucking ghetto. I mean, shit, Shaniqua is just too fucking ghetto.
So...
No, I'm not, because you got some white ones out there that try to be ghetto.
I was just about to say that, but I didn't want to contradict myself.
Hold on.
I disagree with that, Cass.
Hold on, let me ask you. Now, if their upbringing was like that, now, if they grew up in Black Oak, then, yeah, all right, fine. But if you grew up in motherfucking Griffin, you know what I'm saying? You grew up some shit like that. You grew up with that silver spoon in your mouth, and you running around there, and you trying to... Talk about shit. All of a sudden, you had these long, blonde, flowing locks. Then you want to go get twisties and braids. Talking about you in the hood. Then, yeah, that's different.
Hey, what
I
it
mean,
is?
Think,
is
that
culture?
I don't think being hood is a race thing. I think it's just a cultural thing. You come from different cultures. Now, if you come from that culture where you just, you know what I'm saying? You grew up eating Grape Poupon. Man, shit. I'm trying to get gangster now.
You know what? I think it's because, honestly, I know a couple of Caucasian women. They said, I mean, basically, once you go black, you never go back. That's what they say. And I don't think they just start acting ghetto. I think it's just that they want to keep their man around. In some ways, I wish I had my girl over here. She can actually explain it more to you. Oh, you gonna go get her? She gonna get her. Well, we're about to have another girl join, but yeah, she's gonna get her right now. So she actually is a Caucasian girl that dates black men. So I mean, she
only
actually
black
dates
men?
Different. Huh?
She only dates black men.
No, she actually dated white men and Hispanic, but she preferred black men. But, yeah, she a better. I don't know. When my sister actually started dating Caucasian men, I was kind of hurt and started crying about it. And then she had babies by them, so it kind of was, I don't know. They took my dad raised us up, not trying to go outside our race. We grew up. We're not having a white doll. We had a black doll. We had a black angel. So it's kind of different from me from everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
They know they want me to wear
that brand. Okay, we got a new call.
Bada, what's happening?
How you doing tonight? How y'all doing?
Fine.
Yeah, we good.
That's good.
Bada, let me ask something, Bada.
Uh-huh.
Would you date a white man?
Yep.
Why?
if he has everything, all of the qualities that I'm looking for in a man,
what
and he treats me right.
For?
Huh?
What qualities are you looking for, buddy?
Hold on.
Seriously?
Why do the females?
I am looking for. Actually, when I say it is, I'm looking for a strong, black, intelligent male who has his shit together, both emotionally, physically. I understand that you asked me what I'm looking for, so I'm telling you what I'm looking for. But if
hold on for one second. Never mind. Go ahead.
If all of my needs are being met in a white man, then, you know what I'm saying, everything happens for a reason. I can't say who God is going to have me to marry.
But overall, I mean, are you, I mean,
Hold on for a second, man. Hold on, everybody. Hold on for one hot second, everybody. Told you so. Okay, let's go.
Okay, what's up? This white chocolate. That is so not true. I'm a white girl,
white
and I have ghetto in me, but it's because I was raised by a black woman in Gary, Indiana.
Huh? Gary.
You lived in Gary.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, hold on now. Hold on. Hold on before you get finished. We got Waylo. We got Jadine on here. Got Mother Nature also. Okay.
And we got I Told You So.
And we got a big-ass cup of Shut the Fuck Up.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
Anyway.
Fuck with me, man. Don't fuck with me.
Anyway, like we said before, I'm so rudely interrupted by this bastard.
You know his shit.
Damn, would you shut your... You know what? I can't work like this. I cannot work like this.
Don't make him walk off the job. Don't make him walk off the job.
I'm about to. Hey, brother, you think I needed a hug last week? Oh, it's a motherfucker now.
Oh, wow. Oh,
all
right, wow.
But I'm a professional.
Giving y'all neutral corners.
I am a motherfucker professional. So now, Janae.
Yes.
What's happening?
Not so much.
All right, we on interracial couples now. I mean,
is it
yay or nay with you when it comes to interracial couples? I mean, with you. Do you see a white man, I mean a black man with a white woman, and be like, ugh, what the fuck she doing with her?
No, I wouldn't say that because she was white. If she was just ugly, that's different. Like,
she was
white.
She was
okay, hey, all right, point well, thank you. Way low.
Yeah.
What's up, Pimpin?
Same old down here chilling in the great state of Texas.
All right, Waylo, then check this out, man. I know you've been pimping since Ben Shepard. White women, do you deal with them?
Of course.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Let me ask you, Waylo. Do you feel like, okay, and if anybody on here white, I'm not trying to offend you, but a lot of brothers be like, shit, I'm gonna get this white girl and dog, which I don't condone. But now, I mean, Waylo, I mean, do you feel like that? You feel like if you got a white girl, you just got a dog because some oppression shit that happened before you was even born?
Oh, hell
no. I mean, because you got some ignorant motherfuckers that actually think like that.
That's not true, because they do black women the same way. If they going to dog a woman, they just going to dog them.
I agree with what you just said.
Let's go with the stereotype then.
All white women suck dick.
Oh Lord.
All white women are the best dick suckers. Now come on, you can't say that when you know it's some black ones that out here that's just perfect.
Superhead.
A lot of black men say they don't want black women because they're fucking crazy and controlling.
I'm sorry, but I got white chocolate. She want to speak. She trying to be all polite because y'all saying she a hood rat, but I call her a lab rat. You know, white chocolate.
What? Wait a minute. I'm confused. Go back. Rewind. Hold on.
My grandmama is a fool.
Okay, now speak up.
All right, white chocolate, you got the flow. What's
up? Now, the brothers tell me that they want a white girl because black women are crazy and all they want to do is bitch, moan, and fight.
Ooh.
Mm.
And the only white girls that can be controlled by a man are the weak-minded white girls. But
okay,
that's just a weak-minded woman, period.
Okay, then. All right, well, let me ask you this. White chocolate, let me ask you this.
Okay.
All right. Let's hypothetically speak this. Me and you in a relationship, right?
Yes.
All right. And, you know, me and you have our arguments, our up and down. I mean, do you ever get to a point where you feel like, okay, I'm more superior than you anyway?
What do you say? I feel like we're equally superior.
Well, okay, I'm just asking.
You make me mad enough, I'm going to throw your shit over the balcony just like a black woman would. I'm
okay,
going to fight you just
throw,
like a black woman.
Oh, and I'm going to throw your ass over that balcony just like I throw a black woman.
Okay,
you
thank
know that,
you.
Right?
Ain't no race got nothing to do with this. It's just people dating people. There ain't no color
okay
to it.
And I agree 110% with you. I agree 110% with you.
And I
I'm
agree with
her. Yeah, because you know you ain't got your shit thrown out. Hey, you ain't got his shit thrown out many a time. hey, the fucked up part, but now what is the fucked up part? You ain't got your shit throughout by white, black, Hispanic.
Wow.
Everybody just throw your shit out.
See,
I'm
wow
much of the international, God damn it.
Right. You one motherfucker that cannot get mad. You get your shit throughout by everybody.
Wow.
I got a question for White Chocolate. White Chocolate.
Go ahead.
We're in a relationship, right? We want to role play. Now, what if I say I want to play the slave game? Would you play it with me?
Girl. Yeah, if you want to play it, man.
Did he say the slave game?
You go around the store on your hands and knees with the dumb king.
Hey, baby boy, we can play that being a black woman. This Georgia Peach, I got that. Let me be the master now. Bow down, nigga. Bow down.
And this ain't no
slum.
This ain't no pig, baby. You chow mein. Come on now.
Wow.
It ain't white.
You got a rest haven over there.
I have a feet on my feet. All right.
Hey, Tama, it's a rest haven over there.
Boy, man, that was some old school pimping on that one, baby boy.
I gotta say, this Therese will have a cat.
Not some old school pimping. How old are you, baby? That old school pimping.
Old school pimping, how old are you?
46.
In the house. 40. Yep, yep.
God damn, she is old school pimping.
Yeah, we spend
it. I ain't mad at her. Tell her we love her here.
You got the
diamond
trio over here.
Tell her she want to teach a class.
I
and if you ain't was mad, that's on you. All you got to do is come with it. Why you going to be mad about something that's real?
Shit, I'm done. I'm glad you're here.
No. And, And then, now, look, I don't even care about the interracial dating and everything. It's all cool and everything. But, you know, hey, why can I hate on a white female that's being with a black brother? I don't want her. But I can pull her. And her, too.
Oh, too.
He, you know, on the real, y'all there for the money. And all money spent. I like the fat face, the old face, the dead face.
Is we talking about Pippin and Owen or something?
No, you can come all into our whole apartment, but we got you. Old school, listen to y'all jive, too.
Damn. You didn't turn the whole topic around.
Well, I mean,
what's
up? It's old school. What's happening, baby?
Okay. Old school number two in here, too.
What's up with you, baby?
How you feeling?
They saying we all hating on the white girl because they with a black man. No, we not. Because we can pull a white one, Italian, and everything. You know?
African, American, Chinese,
actually,
Japanese.
No, actually,
what part you didn't understand?
We didn't say that.
Nah,
that's the thing. You don't hear it about black woman with the white man. You hear it more with the white man with the black women or the white.
Well,
man.
I had a white man too, and I loved every bit of him. How about that?
You know, the first thing you hear from a black woman, oh, he can't handle a real woman. That's why he went to that white bitch or something like that. That's the first thing you hear.
She tried to fucking a white dude on the low.
And you're talking to a white girl, so
we're okay, hold on, y'all. What'd
you say,
Waymo? I'm going to call the fella. Okay, now, y'all, we got to get some type of order here, man. All right, now. Waylo. What are you saying, dog?
No, I was saying,
now, let's talk about how y'all, African American guys don't eat right.
Wait a minute, what?
Now, this is Georgia Peace.
Okay, now, Georgia Peace.
Y'all lacking what? Do y'all need to go old school to get trained?
Wait a minute, hold on, baby. We're not even understanding what you're talking about. So, rewind it and bring it back to us.
Going down.
You said us going down?
It's a month. Yeah. Okay, ain't nobody trying to do the licky-licky. We want it.
You know what y'all doing? That is oxtail cornbread.
Hold on. All right, now I'm trying to understand what you're saying. I really am.
Do you eat chitlins?
No, I don't even like chitlins. I hate chitlins.
You don't. You made me tell me you don't eat turkey butts.
No, I don't eat them.
Come on with that now. You don't even know what turkey butts is. Actually, they turkey tails, baby.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, what the hell am I got to do with what you're talking about, man? I mean, come on. We ain't got to use...
You talking to three black African-Americans and we got a white girl with us, so we all the Brady Bunch. How about that?
Okay, now how about that you tell us what you're talking about?
I'm talking about some K-Rice chillin', black-eyed peas, butter beans, cornbread. Where
okay,
dressing.
Baby, I'm not hungry. I'm horny. What's the difference? I mean, it's a big difference with that.
You horny? Are you filled up with the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Okay. All right, I'm going to ask you questions, and I'm being nice as I can. Is there a moral to this story? What's the moral to the story about the food?
About the what? Food? I don't know. Mama.
Is they even talking again?
I don't know.
Hello?
Yes.
White Chocolate said, what did you say? She didn't hear you.
You know what? At this point in hell, I don't even remember what the hell. I damn it, don't even remember what the fuck the topic was.
But you,
hey,
but
they lost,
right.
They lost you.
You're
not
a
gentleman. Cornbread and turkey butts and
gentlemen. Gentlemen. Gentlemen, this is Southern Loving here. And what the girls was, they came over to my little spot, and I told them about the radio show. And Georgia Peach is from Georgia, and she was asking about why brothers can't eat pussy down here, I guess. And do y'all need to go back to school for it? So I got three women. And
maybe
we haven't
talked the right
time
to
eat
the pussy. Okay,
right.
Now we can answer the question. Because, see, I didn't know what. I mean, shit. She said one thing, and then she got to talk about collard greens and shit.
That,
I don't know why they just started messing shit together.
That's what she was talking about. But White Diamond said this. I can teach you how to eat it right. You hear that?
Yeah, I heard what she said. I heard what she said. But, I mean,
you need me to school you, baby boy. You need me to give you some lessons on how to make it do what it do.
Who you talking to? You talking to I? Are you talking to
any man on this phone line?
You know what? Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Now, see, now you talking shit. Now you talking shit, and this is what I'm good at. Now,
yeah, buddy.
Now let's see. So, Southern Lover? What is Southern Loving at?
I think he got scared and ran away.
Okay, well, now, I'm going to tell you like this. We got a website, sincity.spruce.com. Now, let's see what you're looking like before you get to doing all this talking. Now, we got to see what you're looking like.
Okay.
I mean, you sound okay, but, when you going to do it?
What'd you say?
I said, you sound okay. When you going to do it? I mean, hell, you can post a picture ASAP.
You say you want me to put it on a website?
Oh, yes, please do. Please do. Because, I mean, this is White Chocolate talking real slick, talking about she can teach a motherfucker how to do something. I mean.
Okay. Well, everybody that's listening, go under Southern Loving, and I will post pictures of White Diamond ASAP.
And please do. Please
I
do.
Will. I will. Hey, she's a bad one, though.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess we'll soon see. Now, once we see that, then we'll answer all your questions. Because until then, you just talking.
I don't talk. I back up everything I say. I keep the 100 straight real.
Here we go with this. Damn, didn't I just post something about that? I mean, just because at the end of your statement and you say you keep it 100, don't mean it makes sense, baby.
I ain't got to say it. I can show you.
Oh, please do. SinCity.Spruce.com. Waiting on you. I'm live in the – matter of fact, hell, I'll give you one better. I'm live in the chat room right now. Where you at?
Hey, don't worry. I'll wait.
I'm live in the chat room right now. You can look. All you got to do is go there, click on, you see me sitting right here.
Tell me you can't get on the chat room while I'm on my phone.
We can't get in the chat room while we're on the phone.
Oh, okay. Well, don't worry about it. When the show over, I'll still be here. All right, you coming?
Okay, we about to meet you in the chat room.
At when the show over.
Please do.
Okay, thank you, sir.
No problem, baby.
Ooh, you get me a little excited with that baby word.
Well, damn, Cass, next thing you know, you going to give us some candy, too?
Yep, a big black sticker, packed full of nuts.
Oh, my.
All right, y'all. Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Leave the zero, get with the hero.
And that's all we got at SinCity.Smooth.com. We all heroes.
He said y'all, they all heroes, girl.
Damn right. You play no game.
You say this ain't no game. This real life right here.
Real life.
All right, y'all. I'm gonna let them. I'm gonna have them just to listen to the conversation. Sorry for them interrupting. You know how people get.
No problem. No problem. We love input here. We love good input.
They get all crump and stuff.
Notice I did say good input. All right, now wait, love. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Sitting there in Texas, chilling.
All right, what's happening in Texas, bro?
Just down here for work, man. You know, come down here to do some work and get some work done. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Going to Houston in a couple of days at the school shop, probably a couple of my buddies, you know, get my Uzi boy shit done.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We didn't even bring Mother Nature in. Mother Nature, I'm so sorry. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm good. Well,
you going to feel the wrath of Mother Nature?
No, Father Time's going to feel the wrath of Mother Nature. Shit, I ain't that.
No, it's all good. It's all
right. Okay.
Y'all don't
want
to feel my wrath.
Oh, look at her. Wait a minute. She ain't been around too long. She started to talk slick now. I ain't know, but I thought that was his name talking shit. All right, brother, what's going on with you?
Oh, nothing much. Just chilling.
All right, we'll take this out, y'all. Janine, where you at?
Right here. All
right, we got open forum tonight. What's going down? I'll let you boy. How many questions need to be asked? Well, everybody speaking one.
Why is my pussy so good that people be harassing me? I don't understand it.
I don't know. You need to, let's find out.
It's just
that's one of them questions I wouldn't mind finding out my dad.
Right. Let's find out.
Oh my.
Okay, now what happened today? What happened? Tell me what happened.
Well, this guy that I used to mess around with for like 7-8 years, I broke it off with him. I just cut it off. Because I was tired. It was like, you know, you go so long with somebody, you're not going nowhere, nothing is growing or nothing. You know, I wanted to move on. Well, of course, he gets upset, but he tries to keep tabs on me through his father.
Him again?
Yes.
Wow.
Him again.
The stalker? Yeah, the stalker dude.
Now all of a sudden he not married anymore, and he want to talk to me. He want to come to Indianapolis to see me. So I'm just like, you know what? I just can't go through this like roller coaster. It's like a roller coaster.
Girl, they don't want to never get off.
Yes, end it. You know the thrill is gone. It's like move on. Jesus. I just don't understand. I don't get it.
You get it.
No, I don't.
You said it already. You said, why is my pussy so good? And that's exactly why you can't get rid of that nigga. You gave that motherfucker some fire-ass pussy and he think about this shit on a daily basis. So that's what he wants.
He just wanted to say it.
But I feel like I'm worth more than that. I'm more than my pussy. Like, if he can't look me past that, then I don't want him.
Not trying to walk her big butt up here.
Well, I mean, hey, I hear what you're saying. I mean, shit. You know, motherfucker feel like, okay, I am. So, pretty much he feel like, all right, I didn't hit it once, I can always get it.
It's a lot.
Everybody feels that way about me. That they feel like they should be able to get it whenever they want to. That is not the case. I don't understand it. You do not own me.
Let me ask you. Did you leave the door open for them? I mean, is the door open for them? Why do they feel that way? Why do they feel
it's not open now. I mean, it was back then when we was messing around all them years.
All right, well, why do they feel like they can always come back to the gym? Because
she's feeling
because I wanted it too. At that time, I wanted it. But when I don't want it no more, then it's over, because I say it's over.
Well, you can't just play them fucking rules like that. I'm going to give a nigga the goddamn key to the pussy and then take the key when you want to take the key.
Because it's my key and my lock.
Yeah, but you gave him a copy of the key and you ain't trying to give it back.
I want my key back now. Why can't I have my key back? It's mine.
You gotta ask a question. Ladies
on line. You should have gave him a dummy key
then. You gonna fuck around and be a victim of date rape.
Shut up.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, hold on, y'all. Hold on one second. Southern Loving, we hear your background going hard. What's going on, buddy?
I'm sorry. I was trying to listen to what I think her name was Butter was saying, and
she needs to melt away.
I was just commenting on the background with how she said her pussy was just that good. I was like, dang, I wish I had some of that. That's that comeback right there. Like,
well, see, I got some of that comeback. That was Janine talking, but I do got some of that comeback.
Ooh, hey, I know that's right.
Well, damn. Let's see. Wait a minute. Hold on. It's me, Father Time, Wick, and Waylo, and this mother. And she talking about she wants a pussy.
But now, this is Georgia
Peach. That's society nowadays. That's fucked up. I feel very hurt right now.
Shit, I'm a wild
man. I'm a Georgia Peach right up in here now. And I got some gap, too, and it's still old school. So you young girls, stop the lying. Stop the madness. Here's the reason I'm pop up.
Say it again,
and
girl.
And, you need to melt away. Ain't nobody trying to spread that.
Now, hold on. She had too much
stuff going. Anyways, like I was saying, I want some of that what Butter got over there. Like, whatever she could teach me.
That's
send me a video, baby. You know where to reach me at, because I need it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Let me ask you something. I got to say this. Normally, I'm always optimistic, but I got to ask, why Granny Clampy keep getting on the phone visiting people?
Huh?
Why is Granny Clampy keep getting on the phone visiting people? Come on, that ain't cool.
Why Georgia Peach? Because she ain't from here, and she's old school, and she's you know how one of those types of females, they don't look their age, but they look younger, and you know how her confidence is, like, way up there. That's
all right,
how she
well,
is.
Check this out. I think here on this. I mean, we all grown, and if you're going to get on here trying to diss somebody, then this is the wrong show for you. We all friends on this show. Nobody trying to have no animosity, no getting upset with nobody. Tell her calm that shit down.
You don't want Georgia Peach talking to you no more. She's sorry.
I mean, it's not that. I mean, I'm just saying, we all adults.
She's sorry.
Shit to nobody.
She don't mean a disrespect. She's mad because I'm over here touching myself, thinking about Butter.
Oh, don't be mad, baby. You can think about me, too.
Well,
damn. I need a cold shower.
Girl, this Georgia peach. Peaches is better than butter.
Oh my God.
It's less calories.
Okay.
Wow.
Y'all is doing too much.
Maybe I need to sit right and not start touching myself no more. I got the clothes on, man.
Butter,
got my
clothes good with everything. You know what I mean?
I'm okay, man. We ain't gonna have no more issues, no more. Cause I'm getting too excited over here. I had naughty thoughts tonight, so I'm gonna be PG-13.
Baby, ain't nothing wrong with having a naughty thought. That's what Sin City about. See, we about having a love and shit. We ain't about all that old animosity and bullshit. I mean, we like having fun on this show.
You want me to give Georgia Peach a hug? I give her a hug and make her feel better, okay?
Put
them pictures up yet?
Huh?
Them pictures up yet?
I ain't even. Look, White Diamond sitting right here and looking at me, smiling.
Mm-hmm.
She ready for some action.
Well, get the webcam ready and let's get it on. Shit, let's get ready to rumble.
I'm gonna get a little entertainment on your end, on everybody's end. Everybody. I mean, like, come on, that's a family, ain't it? We all got a family at Sin City, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's my point exactly. And that's
all
right,
let's be a family. Let's do this together.
We don't miss here. We don't downgrade each other. We uplift.
And right now the men ain't getting no attention, so they pouting right now. So
no, I'm not pouting, baby. I'm taking up with y'all. Make this a bitch. God damn.
I'm just listening to this pussy power connection going on Sin City, that's all.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is, dog. Now
well,
here I am trying to call myself.
They hitting clicks together talking about pussy power.
Right.
Oh, my
goodness.
Put your grandpa's
activate.
It's
going to
be okay.
Hey,
is Janice still over there in on there?
You said what now, baby?
Is Janice still on?
Everybody still here? Hey, I'm fixing me a drink, shit.
I said Janice still on.
Janine.
Janine. You there? You alive? You hot? You need to be cooled off a little bit.
I forgot about her. She wasn't fucking talking to me.
Huh?
I was never upset because she was never talking to me in the first place. My pussy speaks for itself. I don't have to speak for it.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
And you know what? I ain't even got the sound bite there, but I'll be saying it. Amen. Yeah. All right, y'all. Now let's get back to the Sin City side of this. Let's have fun, y'all. You know how we do it. All right, now, check this out. We're going to go to Butter. Butter.
Mm-hmm.
What's been going on with you?
Oh, nothing much, really, you know. I ain't going to be able to perform that show for y'all because, you know, I'm single again.
What?
You taking
to the curb?
Yes.
You
happy and
ecstatic. Right. It wasn't like she really said it, like she was sad. Right?
No, I ain't crying.
Right,
I'm
you know what
saying,
I'm saying?
You know,
like, she's sad about it. She's like, okay, well, all right, well, you know, you got to feel the same. What happened?
I just, you know what I'm saying? I just, you know, I need a certain amount of attention, and I ain't mad at a man wanting to make his money, but, you know what I'm saying? When you're done making your money, you need to come home.
Wait. He was making money and he wasn't coming home? Or you just felt like, all right, that was just too much.
Like, okay, he got a contract, and he got to go to Chicago, and he's going to work for, like, 3 or 4 days.
Right.
And then he's supposed to come straight home when he comes from Chicago, right?
Okay, I'll give you that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you
So he might not come home until later on at night. And, you know what I'm saying, I already ain't had none in 3 days. You know, so when I had my little incident a couple of weeks ago, you know what I'm saying, money was more important than me, I felt. So I had to let him go.
Okay, I mean, all right, now, hold on. Did you get any of the money before you left?
I'm going to always get the money. I got a child bound. But
I mean, you're going to get your portion, but did you get your money?
Of course.
Oh, well, you was in the win-win.
Always. It'll rattle you up when, you know what I'm saying, your dick is gone or whatever, or your coochie gone, but you know what I'm saying? It's always somebody in line. It's always somebody in line.
Yeah, Waylo sitting here waiting on you to say call.
I tell you, baby, I think we should soak together. You know what I'm saying? Just fuck each other and just get it all out the way. I think we'll feel better out the way.
Really?
I told you before, I'm
going through the same thing.
Mm.
You know, no commitment, just fuck. Fuck.
I know,
you
no
feel better.
Commitment.
I feel better.
I know you'll feel better.
Tripping. Waylo really be tripping.
I know you'll feel better. Really.
Yeah,
Waylo
been tripping.
You're sucking on your thumb when I'm done. But, you know, you ain't ready for that.
Hell, feel Waylo been tripping.
Baby, I'm already ready.
No.
Okay.
That was the name.
Hold on, man. They been called Waylo out. Whoa. What you talking about? Why you say Waylo tripping?
Waylo tripping. He's scared.
Scared of what?
I always talk about his stuff he got. Don't want to share. Don't want nobody to see it.
Mm.
Oh,
you want some pictures?
What?
That's what you want?
Well, I think you need to just take a picture of the whole box.
You can put
what size bra does Southern Loving wear?
What? Southern Loving?
What size bra?
Is Southern Loving still with us?
S-P-R-U-V. I think it is S-P-U-R-Z.
I ain't never heard that kind of bra before.
God damn, you said a X-Z-R-U-Z.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to give her the Sin City website so they can go ahead and post these pictures real quick on my page.
What kind of ball size was
you saying?
Okay.
What did you say? What did you say?
What size bra you wear?
They asked what size ball size you wear. And you like S-P-Z-R.
Okay, you ready? You ready, butter? 38D for white diamonds. Say 38D.
Okay.
She said she little and juicy.
Okay.
She a 38C for ATL, and I'm a 38DD.
Hey, all this talk about titties got there. Did it make you want to have some milk right now?
Got milk?
No, yeah. I want a glass of milk bad as hell right now, but I'll drink this beer, though.
I don't want no goddamn milk. I want to see him.
Yeah, I'm looking at him. That's why I asked.
This white diamond, I got the Aquafina flow that'll leave puddles in the bed like a waterfall.
Oh, here we go. Everybody talking about they leave puddles. Here we go.
That's what I want.
Here we go.
Now
you gotta bag that up.
Too.
Now I got my man Wick and my man Waylo on the line. Now you gonna have to bag that one up.
You said you gonna have to bag that one up.
I'm sorry, real quick, y'all. I'm not trying to interrupt. What is the website again, so she can pull it up real quick?
SinCity.spruce.com. S-P-R-U-Z.
S-P-R-U-Z. Post the picture, girl. Okay, hold on.
S-P-R-U-Z.
That's right.
I did know. Okay,
S-P-R-U-Z.
Ooh, yeah.
I see we got
Waylo.
Okay,
who wants me to back it up?
Everybody.
I want you to back it up, goddammit.
Back it up.
I'm going to knock you over with all this ass.
Never been done to me, so I love to see it done. Mm. That sounds like a challenge.
Let's
see who falls asleep first.
Okay.
Pictures available
I'm
unless in.
I'm coming with a large dick and a half a stick of bubble gum, so I can hurry up and chew that stick up so I can just give you dick.
Well, shit, I'm fresh out of
bubble gum. Oh, my God.
What'd you say, Waylo, fresh out of bubble gum, huh? I'm fresh out of bubble gum.
Yeah, fresh out of bubble gum, because I got something else you could do with that mouth, sweetheart.
Hey, you fucking around, wake up
that.
You fucking around, wake up that next morning, like, hey, girl, he gave me that thing. He ate pussy, too.
Damn.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, baby girl, now, don't. We ain't scared on here now. We ain't scared at all. We ain't never scared.
You probably got to do it for my
phone.
Yeah.
So now, is my man Tommy back? Tommy, you back?
I've been back, bro. You ain't hear me?
Damn. No.
Oh, I'm just looking at I'm up on the site, man.
Yeah, I see you over there bothering Mother Nature.
I'm trying to find the pictures, but I can't find them nowhere.
You know, the fucking
look
Mother
on
Nature,
the right side for member activity. All you got to do is look at member activity and scroll down. You'll see Southern Love. She just added three new photos.
That's them all from this morning, but we trying to add them stay photos right now.
Yeah, them been added earlier, dog.
Hey, who was that said they wanted a picture of me? Who was that, Janine?
Nah, like, shit, it damn sure wasn't me, brother.
Yeah, I know, you know. Look at that kinky shit.
No. We ride together, dog. We both fan into that. I like the Who's Lounge and everything, but nah. All right, man. Y'all motherfuckers are like crazy. Boy. Y'all motherfuckers off the chain. Simon, where you at, baby? Hey. All at me, man.
She's just doing the thing, man.
All right, man.
Except wait for a hot second, man. I think I missed some drummer, man. I was listening in the ride. I had to get out the ride for a second. I came back and I heard a little drama going on the show, man. What happened?
Oh, man.
What
it wasn't
doing,
no drama, man.
Man.
It wasn't no drama. It was just a simple fact. I just let everybody know we promote love on SinCity.com and Sin City Radio Show. We're not all about no tearing down. We're all about building up. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying?
You're the dog, motherfucker!
I think you're lying.
Huh?
I think you're lying.
Oh, man. Any woman that calls here, hey, I treat them like a queen. I treat all my Sin City ladies like queens, dog. You know, it's our thing here.
You still can't play?
I ain't mad at you, dog.
You got it.
I ain't mad, but I heard 38 triple D's and 46's.
Yeah. They got the business going. Hold on.
I'm looking for pictures and shit.
Hold on, dog. And with the exception of Southern Loving, Butter, and Janine, everybody else is talking. Now, Southern Lover, she posted her shit on today. We already know what Butter and Janine done posted. Everybody else just talking, man. That's the way I look at it. Everybody
she going right
talking.
Now. She on the site right now.
Right.
It looks like I have to be your friend in order to see anything else.
Butter, what are you trying to look at?
All of her pictures. It says, I went on her page and it said I have to be her friend.
Well, she click on to her friend.
I did. She has to accept me.
Southern loving.
That's
you,
true.
You got friend requests. You got friend requests, Southern loving.
I know. You sure you want to
see?
Sure
we got a guest on the site.
100% show, baby.
Matter of fact, shit, I clicked on to be your friend.
Huh?
Matter of fact, I clicked on to be your friend.
Oh. I didn't think y'all was ready to enter the domain yet.
Well,
oh,
baby, then you didn't enter our domain.
Actually,
you didn't enter Kansas City. Ooh.
Actually, buddy, you don't have to be a friend.
I don't.
Because I'm not a friend neither, but I can see her profile.
You can't see them pictures she just added.
Yeah, I can. All right, listen, I'm going to walk you through it. Go to home. Then scroll down. You're going to see where it says Southern Love and added three photos. Just click on the photo that you want to see.
Those old photos.
You're talking about the new ones that they just posting right now. That's the ones we're not seeing.
What about online? Father Time online, Butter online.
Taz online, too. I'm in the chat room.
Are you online, too?
Oh, yes. I'm in the chat room. I stay in the chat room.
Oh,
that's right.
If you go to the chat room, you can see it. You can see her face-to-face then. But,
hey, I'm right here. All y'all got to do is go to the chat room. I'm in there.
All right, then. You know it.
I'm in here looking like I only can look. Everybody that's quiet behind that, like, yeah, whatever, motherfucker. You some dirty motherfuckers on here. Bag me up, Sin City. Ain't this a bitch? It ain't. You better bag me up. Fuck y'all doing? Bottle?
Yeah.
We got you.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay, here go the pictures, girl. This is where you take it. Where you take the pictures right here, girl.
I'm
not
trying to take no pictures.
The fact that we actually doing this shit step by step, this is another unprecedented moment in Sin City history. All right, man, hold up, man. This ain't even how we do this show, man. Hold on, man. We done just strayed away. What's going on, y'all? I mean, damn. Well, this ain't how we do the show. Really? This is how we act now. Get it together, man. I mean, this is when we fucking quiet like this. We usually got to set you motherfuckers up. Now tonight everybody conservative. <laughs> Oh, okay. I guess this is what tonight holds.
Tell me something good, Cass.
I'm gonna tell you something real good.
I'm trying to go to the chat room.
What?
I need to spoosh myself up, girl.
You know what? God damn, Simon, you gotta take over, man. Hey, you gotta take over. This has been a long goddamn night.
It's all gravy, man. I want to get back to the drama anyway. Hey, yo, what's happening, bro?
What's good, man?
Now I heard Janine say call you out, bro. What's up with that?
I'm waiting on her to respond.
Something about you scared?
Yeah, she's scared. My number and my email on my page, so.
What you say?
I said my number and my email is on my page. Whenever you ready to get at me, you know where to find it.
Oh, okay. Oh, you saying you want me to call you?
Call whatever you want to do.
Really, do you want me to call you? That is the question.
Text me first and let me know your number and then call you.
Oh, okay.
What y'all going to talk about, shit? I'm nosy.
I'm going to introduce her to my box.
To your box?
You in his famous box.
Okay.
What the hell you got in the box, man? Just tell me three things you got in the box. I'll tell you one thing in the box.
What'd you say?
She said, what's in the box, motherfucker? Oh, shit. Got some oils in there, some lubes, got down vibrators, got some rings.
Did you say some oils?
Who's going to let you use a used vibrator on them?
What you mean, who let you use it on them?
You said.
Hey, you got the cleanest solution?
All right.
You clean your shit all the time after use.
Said after me, huh?
Wait a minute. Who feet is this I'm seeing on this goddamn. Oh, goddamn. Man, why am I looking at your feet?
Get
your ass to the motherfucking camera, dog. Why am I looking at your feet?
I don't see nobody's feet.
Maybe we in the chat room. You got.
I'm in the chat room.
Oh, what's up, Waylo?
What's up
in the house?
I'm kidding. They all looking at each other. You still ain't cool enough?
Right. We trying to see something. Now, there's three men in this chat room. This is not right.
No,
I know that's why we trying to get in there. Yes.
There's three
yes.
men in the chat room. There's no reason that it's three men in the chat room.
You don't see me in the chat room?
I see you, but I don't see your pic. I don't see,
Oh, man, I'm shitty.
I don't see them double G's.
Oh, you'll see them in a minute as soon as the computer stops
acting
strange.
Thank you.
All I see is me, Waylo, and Father Time. With this junky ass liver room.
Liver room ain't junk, motherfucker.
He called my liver room junky.
So, Waylo, what's happening, dog? Hey, check this out, Waylo. Me and you need to get up, man. Since there ain't nobody talking nothing, we going to talk what we need to talk. Me and you need to get up, man. We need to try to do something at that Black House, man.
Yeah, we should definitely do that, bro.
I'm
just waiting on the perfect
time. Dog, man. Ain't no better time than my living, dog. We can do a Sin City / Who's Your Boy? Hell, I don't give a damn if it's Who's Your Boy / Sin City. Man, nigga, we need to get in there and get something jumping, man.
Yeah, I need to get everybody's shit, man. I'm on the deadline, so I need everybody to get their stuff together and send me their shit. But as Michael said,
what's the due date for the calendar?
The calendar don't matter. I push the calendar back. I want to get the magazine out first. Everybody gonna be in the magazine first, and once everybody is in the magazine, I'm gonna use the stuff out the magazine for the calendar. So everybody that I fuck with that want to get in the calendar is gonna be in the magazine too. So.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, now check this out, man. This is what I want to do. Now, Sin City, y'all with me? I want to do a Sin City layout with, man, I want to do a Sin City layout with my Sin City finder. Butter, Janine, I need you there.
What's your name? What's
the
layout?
I think I kind of quiet, though. I mean, well, man, Waylo finna do a magazine and shit. I don't feel right if I don't do the if we get in the magazine without y'all. I don't feel right if we get in the magazine without y'all.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Since y'all been down since day one, I feel like shit. Y'all part of this as much as we are.
Oh. I would love to be in it.
Now,
what's the date on that, dog?
I'm a little foggy right now.
my head. I ain't had no dick, so I'm sorry.
With that being said, now I'm doing auditions at the same time.
Shit, I got a bed in the background.
You said you got a bed in the background.
Well, hell, I got a couch in the background. Shit.
Where is this supposed to happen at?
Waylo, when I was comfortable for y'all, if I need to set something up, that's what I need to know.
You know, I need something in advance, bro.
Yeah, what's the color scheme so I can get my outfit ready?
Whatever you want. As long as it's something you represent the sensitivity,
okay, so now, that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to come up with something for this Sin City thing, man.
That'll be the whole Sin City's page, you know.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So we got to come up with something tight, y'all. Like I said, I don't want to leave nobody out. I want to make this Sin City thing look good.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? I want to keep everybody that's been down from day one. You know what I'm saying? Shit. If we got a crop pictures up in that motherfucker, just everybody in that, just something to look good.
See, if you see it. The pictures, I could still put some shit together, my man. You ain't even got to meet up to do the shit. If you send me whatever you want to be on there, I can put it on there and make it look good.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, dog. I want the whole Sin City. For whatever we got going on, I mean, hey, I don't know how you doing it, Waylo, but if you know what I'm saying, you doing an interview or you doing whatever you doing for the magazine, dude, I want my whole Sin City family up in there. I want everybody in there. You know what I'm saying? Because, without y'all, shit, we wouldn't been doing this shit as long as we've been doing it.
That's true. Hold on, man. We gotta call him. Hold on, man. What's up, LaFonda?
Hey, man. Hey, y'all met somebody that look like. Let me see what they look like.
I guess they don't want to talk. People, if you don't want to talk, don't push one.
I ain't hear what y'all said. My phone acting stupid.
Goddamn, LaFonda, you at this shit again?
Look, it is not my
Boost
phone.
Boost Mobile, man. Boost Mobile.
Shut up.
All right, LaFonda. Now
you must
got to
Boost Mobile.
LaFonda, I got to get in your ass. I'm sorry. I got to get in your ass, LaFonda.
Okay.
What you doing?
As of right now, nothing.
No, I'm just saying, what you doing? I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, I done hollered at you. And then I done looked at your post. What you doing?
If I did not care about him, I would not invest in my time. But when you invest your time in somebody, you, like, fell for him. Ain't like, I just, like, okay. You know how I do dudes. I really think care less. Like, I can just let him go, but with him, I can't. It's not that easy to just be like, okay, let me just walk away.
Now, LaFonda, you done been on this show. You didn't talk to her. I mean, because right now ain't nobody on here but the original, so ain't no new motherfuckers in here to say, well, okay. What she talking about? Everybody already know how you get down. And LaFonda, now I gotta tell you, you falling back into the same circle, ain't you?
No, not really, because I'm only just him, and like I'm
What the fuck else to do? It's only one relationship, and now I ain't really got no choice but to deal with him. So, yeah.
I ain't got a choice.
Right, we feel like you ain't got no choice.
And you hear Waylo telling you all got a choice. In other words, he's saying come back home.
See,
yeah.
Hey, Waylo, I couldn't let that one go by.
You smile like a motherfucker on the counter, man.
Hey, Waylo, I couldn't let it go past me, dog. It was too sweet. It was too sweet, Waylo. I couldn't let it get past me.
Motherfucker,
6 weeks. All right, but okay, LaFonda, what was you saying now?
6 weeks.
6 weeks?
You pregnant?
Pregnant?
Yeah.
You okay,
pregnant?
That don't mean you got to deal with them, baby. And it's best to let them go now.
Damn, baby, you knocked up.
I gotta find out if it's in my tubes or not, but yeah, I am pregnant.
Oh shit! You trying that old line shit, LaFonda? LaFonda, I gotta be real with you. I'm gonna tell you what a motherfucker think you. Hey, I didn't heard that shit. Oh, I don't know if it's in my tubes. That means you just trying to keep me around just long enough so
no,
I stay around and give me that line.
Everybody know my tubes is had. No, everybody knew. Everybody knows my tubes is had. So for me to not just have a period at all and then go take one and then find out, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you lying your ass off right now. Like, I'm looking at that doctor like I want to punch your
ass. Baby, did you say your tubes was tied?
They
just tied.
Then you can still get pregnant.
Yeah, you can. I heard after 7 years, like, what, 5 to 7 years,
five.
They can come loose. You know what I'm saying? I understand what you're saying, but then when you get to talk about, well, it's in my tubes. I mean, that makes a motherfucker leery. I'm going to be real with you. Because, I mean, if you tell me, well, it's in my tubes, yeah, all right, so it's a good possibility you could lose the baby, right? Yeah, all right, you better lose it by next month.
You still.
He crazy.
That was kind of big, Cass.
What I mean is that
shit like that, though. That was mean. That was even
mean beyond me. Waylo, you looking dead at me. You know what I mean, Waylo. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. That's why Janine laughed. Janine know what I mean. Y'all know what I mean. See, Janine, that with Janine laughing, that right there let me know that she done been around some girls and already did that. See, I know Janine ain't that type of person, but I know she knows some people that like that.
Exactly what the hell you talking about.
Exactly.
I've never done that, but, I mean, I'm just looking at him like, you just don't know. Like, seriously, I want to choke you, the doctor, shit myself.
Well, like, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. What is he saying? How does he feel about it?
He happy because he ain't got no kids.
But I thought y'all weren't together.
I don't know what we are. He one minute he can't stand.
But we
right
do know what you
arguing.
We do know what y'all doing. Y'all fucking.
Yeah, of course. Like that's the makeup previous thing. Are you?
Well,
that was the problem right there. But this didn't happen while we was arguing. This happened when we was in Detroit. We took Dale to Detroit.
What happened to the rubber?
Nigga, they been
my boyfriend.
They been fucking for over 3 months now. You know, after 3 months, that rubber rule falling out.
What's the rubber rule? I need to hear that.
After three months, we go get tested together, and if we good, we good. We don't have to do them.
All right, now, let's be real. Let's be real. I hear what you're saying, and what you're saying is right, but y'all motherfuckers don't go get tested. You motherfuckers after 3 months,
go get tested. If you
My friend original people know the reason why I said it.
You say people know the reason why you what? Well, people know the reason why
you go get tested. When I was 19, I got raped. So, of course, I go get tested every 3 to 6 months, no matter what. Because I don't, you can't tell me that can't nothing pop up. Just, I know what, I didn't know this man.
Well, you all on motherfucking Sin City. You all on Facebook, Sin City, Facebook, and everything else promoting him. You don't know him.
I said, I got raped back in the day.
Wait, don't go there. You the last motherfucker need to go there.
I still, no matter what, I still follow through with that testing every 3 to 6 days.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm sorry. I apologize. I heard it wrong. I'm sorry. This motherfucker wiggle.
And plus, I'm still his PR and his promotional manager. So with that being said,
so why you couldn't be Waylo's PR?
First of all, Waylo didn't ask me to be his PR.
Waylo, why you didn't ask her to be your PR?
I didn't know she was a PR.
Cause all them shows that he got booked for, I booked him for them. He didn't get them shows. I called. I like posted my pan off. I booked the business plan. I put his budget plan. I did his press kit. I did basically everything that somebody who would be his manager could do. But I did it as a PR.
So you
can't
like the motherfucker. Why you doing all this shit for him?
You what?
Oh. Well, man, can I ask one question?
You gotta promote him now.
Is that a sock on your floor, dog?
What?
Is that a sock on your floor?
Yeah. The sock on my floor.
Why have you got your socks on the floor?
Because they ain't on my feet, motherfucker. Where are they supposed to be?
They not supposed to be on the floor. Man, we are doing a show. Why the hell you got your socks on the floor?
I know.
That's why I took them off.
And they kept on saying that y'all's show was full. I'm going to have to call back later. That's why I'm calling back so late, because they kept on saying
he got his socks all in the studio, dog.
Yeah, he got his socks all in the studio. What the hell?
I'm relaxing, motherfucker.
Man, please pick your socks off the floor, man. Please.
Hell no.
Okay, on to the next.
Okay,
So what is the problem?
Me and him argue about the most stupidest stuff. Like, seriously, out of nowhere, an argument popped off yesterday, just out of nowhere, because he called me, I don't know, umpteen times, and I was at work at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't answer my phone. But if I'm on the floor passing pills, I'm going to answer my phone. Like, I'm going to leave it on the desk and go pass my pills. And I'm in front of my supervisor, so I'm trying not to argue with him, and he's steady talking attitude. But then I'm not looking at his age either. I'm older than him. Like, I'm a whole, like, 3 years older than him.
Well, I'm way older than my baby daddy, but,
That's why you love him.
Who love who?
I said that's why you love him.
Oh, I thought you said that's why I love him. No, I mean, really, I mean, the only thing you can do is, you know, work
like,
on
I'll try every day. Like, that's all day I can do. Like, today was the first day we did not argue. Like, we was just cool. But then he had an attitude. He's like, that's what I said. I'm ready to move. And I'm not trying to, like, let nothing hold me back. Like, so you going out of town this weekend, don't think you slick. You going to St. Louis. I saw on your page you told some chick that you, I see you when
that?
I get down to St. Louis.
How you see that? You tapped this, you went to his Facebook page?
No, I'm his friend on Facebook.
Y'all got rooms. Y'all just send my game. It's like,
I'm his friend on Facebook. When you say, like I told him, when you say stupid stuff on Facebook and then you got all these females coming at you like some chick, that's why I put on my page some chick named Yolanda Collins, like inbox to him hollering about when we go fuck. Really? Who the fuck? I was like, bitch, get out. Because you like on Facebook because I didn't accept a friend request. Now you inboxing my man hollering about when we go fuck.
How you know what they saying in his inbox?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He told me.
Exactly.
No, I didn't go in his inbox. He just volunteered up the information. He's like, I'm letting you know one of your friends. He's like, they like your statuses. Just inbox me about when we go fuck. And I said, excuse you.
He just lying. He just don't want y'all to be friends no more.
No. She inboxed him. He let me see it. No, she inboxed him. And she old enough to be this boy's grandma.
Who does that?
She owes nothing to my. I was like, you trifling. And she not the only person. She not the only person who I have a problem with. Like, you know, I have a lot of problems. He said he has a problem with me having male friends.
Oh, people
she
do that,
like,
all.
Yeah.
Hey, LaFonda.
I see me all the time. I don't even know who these people are.
LaFonda. Hello?
I almost hear you, dog.
Yeah.
LaFonda. I'm LaFonda hung up. Y'all done pissed LaFonda off.
That's what the goddamn.
Again.
She popped off with her phone.
That's that damn phone she got.
Yeah, I think it was
smoking.
Must be Booze Mobile.
What are you calling Booze Mobile?
Is it just me, or does that woman have man problems all the goddamn time? Or is it just me?
I don't know, man. I don't know. LaFonda's back.
I told you it was just something wrong with her phone.
I was
going
to tell her she needs to stop worrying about that nigga. Get that goddamn, if she is pregnant, get that baby out of tubes because that shit ain't good for her.
Say what?
LaFonda? Oh, wow.
Well. Oh, well.
All right, man.
Somebody got
a
tissue for her. She not feeling good.
You said what?
Somebody need a tissue? She not feeling good. She not feeling good.
LaFonda must need a tissue.
Well, man, God, you know what, man? I got to honestly say, this has, like, been one of the worst, craziest shows we never did. I mean, with everybody talk, dude, this has honestly been, I done lost total control of this goddamn show.
And that show was everywhere today.
Yeah, this show honestly was. I'm sorry. This show was honestly.
Did anybody ever get them pictures?
Hell no. No, seriously, dog. This has been a fucked up show.
Oh, goodness.
I'm arguing with people. Let me keep my mouth closed.
You're arguing with people.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my mouth closed, man. You know what? I've been drinking, and I'm going to let you handle it. I'm going to let you handle the rest of this show, dog. I'm going to let you handle the outs.
Jimmy, bro? All
right, well, they going to cut us off anyway.
All right, wait a minute. You got any last words, bro?
Who's your boy entertainment? Check the website, Waylo219 YouTube. Same shit. Send me y'all shit. Go to my page, get my phone number and my email.
Fuck nigga, the quit acting up, nigga. Janine, come get my which you call.
Oh, I didn't say Janine.
Actually, he didn't say no names, but it was a subliminal message in there.
Right, that old subliminal message. My message is 219. We know what your number is. 2935976. Motherfucker, everybody over here know your number.
Hey, I'm just trying to get my shit out there, bro. You know me.
Oh,
all right, Janine, you got any last words? Janine?
Good show.
Was it really?
Yes, it was. It was funny.
Yeah. I'm glad somebody enjoyed this
motherfucker.
Yes, it was. It was funny. Mm-hmm. All right. Buddy, you
got any last words? I mean, I enjoyed the show myself, so I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
All right, Wick, you got any last words?
Great show as always, fellas. SinCityJustBlues.com. I'll holler at y'all tomorrow. Peace.
Peace. You got any last words, man?
SinCityJustBlues.com, man. I'm in the chat room, man. Fuck with me. Shit. Lord have mercy. Father help us all. All
right, y'all.